Brazilian martial art, and that was kind of unusual.
I taught myself how to walk on my hands and do kip-ups and do all these things when I was in the eighth grade because I wanted to be good at capoeira. I can't believe my mom even remembers that. But
that's
yeah.
amazing.
I went to some classes. I was the youngest kid in the class. People are probably Googling this. What the heck is capoeira? But true story.
Yeah, I went with him because I was worried.
Yeah, she was worried I was going to break my neck, but
exactly.
I didn't. I was okay.
Quickly, for both the moms, a question that is out there, and I can't even see who asked it. Who would you like to see us interview that we haven't already? My mom first, and then Jane, you hop in.
I'd like to see you interview Mae Musk.
Elon Musk's Elon mom. Musk. Yes.
That's pretty awesome. I would say Thomas Sowell. I'm a big fan of his. And
good one. We should
probably
get him on.
These are good answers for the moms.
Great answers.
Liz,
yeah.
Honored to meet you. Thank you so much, Clay's mom and my mom, Jane. Love you. We love our moms. To all the moms out there, happy Mother's Day.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Every 3 seconds, there's a new victim of identity theft. A criminal could be spending your money, applying for loans in your name, or even selling your personal info on the dark web. Everyday activities like online shopping, banking, and even data breaches may expose your information, making it dangerously easy to have your identity stolen. Unfortunately, watching your accounts or monitoring your credit may not be enough, but protecting your identity can be easy with LifeLock, a leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock monitors threats to your identity, and if an issue is detected, sends you an alert. And if you're a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com and use the promo code CLAY. That's LifeLock.com, promo code CLAY to save 25% off. LifeLock.com, promo code CLAY.
Hi, it's Larry Elder, and I want to talk to you about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been telling you about it for years on radio and television. Why? Because I believe in it. I use it. My friends use it. And hundreds of thousands of others out there have tried it. About 70% of those people go on to order more. They find that Relief Factor works to help their bodies fight inflammation and eliminate their pain. Take Mark in Texas, for example. He'd been dealing with pain in his right shoulder for months, almost constantly, when he decided to give Relief Factor a try. Within 2 weeks of taking it every day, the pain in his shoulder faded away and completely disappeared. There are so many people out there whose experiences with Relief Factor are just like Mark's. What about you? Might your pain be the next to go away with Relief Factor? Your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Just go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Don't let the stress of buying a new home or refinancing an existing mortgage get to you. With GFL Capital Mortgage, we make the process simple and fast, with most loans closing in 14 days or less. GFL Capital Mortgage will educate and guide you through every step of the process. We're A-plus rated with the BBB and 5-star rated with Google and Zillow. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number NMLS 4265.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The United States denies that it played a direct role in Ukraine's successful attack on a Russian warship. Greg Clugston with that report.
Pentagon and White House officials are disputing claims that the U.S. played a key role in the sinking of the flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet.
We did not provide Ukraine with specific targeting information for the Moskva. We were not involved in the Ukrainians' decision to strike the ship or in the operation they carried out.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the U.S. shares intelligence with Ukraine, but that it's inaccurate to say Americans played a direct role in the attack on and sinking of the Russian vessel. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, most voters rate President Biden poor for his handling of the economy and say inflation will be a very important issue this fall in the midterm elections. More from Bernie Bennett.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 83% of likely U.S. voters believe inflation will be an important issue in this year's congressional elections, including 60% who think the issue will be very important. Only 14% don't expect inflation to be important in the midterms. The survey of 1,000 likely U.S. voters was conducted between May 2nd and 3rd. The margin of error was plus or minus 3% with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The car linked to an Alabama escapee and jail worker has been found abandoned in Tennessee, but there is no sign of the pair. America's employers adding 428,000 jobs in April, extending a streak of solid hiring that has defied punishing inflation. The jobs report today from the Labor Department showed last month's hiring kept the unemployment rate at 3.6%. Employers have now added at least 400,000 jobs for 12 straight months. The Dow remains lower, off 310 points. The NASDAQ down 225. More at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. After just 7 months, Jeremy Aguero is leaving his job with the Las Vegas Raiders. He confirmed to the Review Journal that he resigned Tuesday from his post as the Raiders' Chief Operations and Analytics Officer. Aguero says his exit is about taking a break and figuring out what his next career move might be. He was hired by the Raiders back in October after serving 24 years as the Principal Analyst of Applied Analysis. One of the leading experts on the Las Vegas economy, Aguero also served on the staff of the Las Vegas Stadium Authority. With Mother's Day coming up on Sunday, Nevadans are expected to set a record spending money spree on gifts. The Retail Association of Nevada predicts that spending in the Silver State will hit nearly $510 million. That's up about 14% from the record which was set last year. Consumers are expected to spend $16.2 million on greeting cards and more than $46 million in flowers. At the same time, most Nevadans are not going overboard for Mom's special day, maybe because they're paying a lot in gas, but more than half of Nevadans are saying they will spend under $100.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, look for a crash. It's partially blocking the intersection of westbound Tropicana. That's at the 15 interchange. Also, moderate volumes on the 15 south at Sahara, northbound at Hacienda, and restrictions downtown through the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 eastbound at Main Street.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Friday, May 6th, the day after Cinco de Mayo. You have a good Cinco de Mayo? I had an amazingly good Cinco de Mayo. I ordered pizza and from one of the PTs, and it was excellent. And it had nothing to do with Cinco de Mayo, believe it or not. I did sip on a margarita, which was good. I have margaritas, I think, one time a year, and it's on Cinco de Mayo. Anyway, today we are celebrating, not because it's the day after Cinco de Mayo, but because Friday is the best day of the week. Here we go.
Oh, man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Oh, come on, you know better. It's Friday. It's the day we let our hair down. We have a little bit of fun, and when we intend to do just that over the course of the next 3 hours, good to have you with us. We know that there have been, and there are going to be a lot more, demonstrations, protests, whatever you want to call them, relative to Roe v. Wade, as Democrats are trying to cling to the one issue they can use in a general election. The economy sucks, although they had a good jobs report. 428,000 new jobs reported. But the inflation is just eating us alive. We have Fed rates are increased. That means mortgages are going up. It's just not very good right now if you're a Democrat. And the only thing they can do about it is to essentially take to the streets. I loved it. I loved it last night. I was watching Hannity, and in fact, let's go to cut three real quick, because this is Sean Hannity looking for Democrats to get violent if Roe v. Wade is overturned. We think it will be. I think all of us are willing to wait an extra couple of weeks till we get to June, and we discover what's actually in the draft order, the opinion. by the U.S. Supreme Court. This is Cut 3. This is Sean Hannity on Fox News Channel looking for Democrats to get violent if Roe v. Wade is overturned. Here it is.
You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about.
But I like to debate this gentleman. And I said, no. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
You got to be ready to take a punch. You got to be ready to throw a punch.
You get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome.
Everyone should take note of that on both levels. That this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
Get up in the face of some Congress people.
It does you any good running away from Donald Trump. I think you need to go back and punch him in the face.
How dare he say the things he does? Of course I want to punch him in the face.
Right.
Yes. Yes. I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
But Michelle says that, you know, when they go low, we go high. No. When they go low, we kick them.
My favorite was Barack Obama telling this guy, Mr. Burgess, we'll put Mr. Burgess up against Sean Hannity. He'll eat him up. I'm ready. Anyway, Democrats love mob rule, but only when they're on the losing side of an issue. Now they are 6 months away from what could be an election beatdown. It's no secret. The American people are not happy, rightly so. Inflation, historically bad. Gas prices, historically bad. The border, worse than ever. The supply chain crisis is totally messed up. No one on the world stage, or even in this country, it seems, likes Joe Biden or respects him. And now a massive drop today in the stock market could spell the beginning of a painful new recession. As President Trump very accurately predicted, Joe Biden is destroying this great American economy, and he's doing it in record time, sadly.
Let me tell you about the stock market. When the stock market goes up, that means jobs. It also means 401ks. If you got in, if you ever became president with your ideas, you want to terminate my taxes, I'll tell you what, you'll lose half of the companies that have poured in here will leave, and plenty
half
of companies that are already here, they'll leave for other places. They will leave, and you will have a depression, of which you've never seen.
Oh. Looks like Trump was right again. Anyone else miss low gas prices, record low unemployment, and major economic growth? Because that's what we got with President Trump. I'll choose that guy. That guy that calls out fake news for what they are, fake, and makes occasional mean tweets, but gets the job done. I choose him.
I do, too. I do, too. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to take it a little bit early. We'll go to our break, and then we'll come back. We'll be joined a little bit later on by Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and TheNevadaGlobe.com. We'll talk about that and so much that's going on all around us with an election that we're staring in the face. Believe it or not, May 28th, early voting begins. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. And I've got a question for you. Do you have any idea where our taxes go? Better yet, how about what our money gets spent on? Well, I think it's time we put someone in office who will answer these questions and start being accountable to you. That is why I've decided to run for Nevada State Treasurer. My pledge to you is simple. Send me to Carson City, and I'll be accountable to you, and we'll maximize the treasurer's office by making it the most transparent in the country. We should not have to beg for accountability in government. Transparency and accountability in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, your Republican nominee for Nevada State Treasurer. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call was paid for by Manny for Nevada.
Well, I'm 67 years old. I lost 71 pounds. That was a size 46 pants, 2 years ago, and I've been taking it, and I'm a size 36 pants now.
Congratulations, Pat, on losing 71 pounds and 10 inches off your waistline. Now listen to Brian's results.
My sleeping is better. My joint pains are much better, and the weight loss is coming along. I'm about 13 to 14 pounds lighter. It has reduced my sugar cravings big time. Sugar cravings and reduced joint pains, and those two are big time.
Outstanding results, Brian. Guys, since 2004, men have chosen Andro 400 for one reason. Results. Andro 400 can help you safely lose belly fat, reduce joint pain, gain energy, and boost your testosterone. We guarantee it. Start today and get free shipping on any order. Go to Andro400.com for more true testimonials, before and after photos, and special discounts. Only available on Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Always good to have Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com, joining us. Megan, it is getting exciting. We're getting down to the home stretch. Early voting begins May 28th. We got ballots going out already this week, the at-home balloting. What do you make of what's going on now? We got new polling, I know, from Emerson yesterday or the day before. We're getting down to the home stretch, aren't we?
We are getting down to the home stretch, and the polls not necessarily are all over the place, but Blueprint Polling, a Democratic polling firm, shows Adam Laxalt by 7. We have the Review Journal Gazette, Emerson College showing Adam Laxalt up by 1. Sam Brown also comes within close range to Catherine Cortez Masto. But he still falls behind, according to another poll, by at least 27 points behind Laxalt. So the polls are saying a lot of different things, but one thing is for certain is that Democratic incumbent candidates throughout the state are extraordinarily vulnerable. One of the biggest pieces of news that came out this week is nearly a dozen police groups rescinded their endorsement of Catherine Cortez Masto and switched their support and endorsement to Adam Laxalt. So as the numbers for Joe Biden's polling numbers, his favorability numbers continue to tank, and the economy continues to suffer, so do the Democrats' in Nevada.
I know you folks did a piece on this, Nevada cop shops abandoning Masto. Any reason why? Is there any one policy or any one thing that Catherine Cortez Masto did or that maybe Adam Laxalt did that caused this shift?
Well, according to the director of PSAN, he said that as Attorney General, Adam Laxalt has always stood by them, meaning the men and women in blue. It is their turn now to stand stand alongside and behind Adam Laxalt. But when you look at Catherine Masto's voting record and her silence when it came to BLM riots on our street, which actually was part of a shooting that a police officer suffered from the crowd, she really never said anything regarding the shooting. That shooting left the officer paralyzed from the neck down. He now has to have support through a breathing tube and has basically around-the-clock assistance. And it really is kind of, I believe, what we see across the country is that, you know, Joe Biden has the absolute audacity to refer to the MAGA movement, Trump supporters, as, you know, ultra-MAGA and ultra-extreme. But these same Democrats that are supporting Biden looked the other way or labeled the BLM protest that caused $2 billion of damage across the country, as well as there were policemen who were murdered, shot, innocent people were targeted and maimed and hurt, their businesses were destroyed. Democrats referred to them as a peaceful protest. And then there has also been this, I guess what you would call this sentiment amongst the progressive caucus of Democrats that are truly anti-police, and there were calls for defunding the police, or as they would say, reimagine the police. And so we've seen an increase in violent crime across the country, specifically in Democrat cities. We've seen police targeted by mobs. If you looked at, for example, in Los Angeles, just a couple days ago on the Supreme Court's opinion on Roe v. Wade, which was leaked, you had a mob take to the streets and literally assault police officers. I don't understand where the water cannons went. Do you know where the water cannons went? We used to use water cannons on mobs. Did the ACLU somehow intervene and say that was somehow racist? We need to bring back riot and mob control to the nth degree, because this is going to be one long violent summer, specifically if the Supreme Court comes out and overturns Roe v. Wade. And it is going to be a long violent summer because it's an election year, and that's the only way the leftists believe they can win or at least influence voters is through violence.
I was going to touch on the Supreme Court decision, which we think is coming down in the next couple of weeks, probably the first week of June. And if indeed it is striking down Roe v. Wade, as a woman, as a follower of all of the stuff that goes on with the Supreme Court and with our laws and the Constitution, what do you make of this after 50 years?
Well, first of all, I think that the original decision by the Supreme Court was an absolute abomination. I believe in federalism. I believe that each state has a right to make its own laws based on the will of its citizens and those who are duly elected. We have a state here in Nevada where in 1990 voters took to the polls and codified through statutory law. It's not in the Constitution, and this is one thing that I've seen on social media that Nevadans make the mistake of. Nowhere in our Nevada Constitution does it mention abortion. Abortion in Nevada is a statutory law, and that statutory law was voted on in 1990 by the citizens of Nevada, creating a law for basically abortion. And unfortunately, you can get an abortion in Nevada if you are 6 months pregnant. 6 months. It's 24 weeks.
Wow. That's
24 weeks.
That is killing a child.
It's killing a child from the get-go. And so, obviously, by at least the first trimester, a woman knows she's pregnant. At 6 months, you obviously know you're pregnant. And if you look at the numbers on abortion, it's about 1% of abortions, or maybe even less than a percent of abortions, are performed based on rape, incest, or the life of the mother. 99% of abortions are based on birth control. simply that women have changed their mind. They want to get rid of the baby. They didn't want to be pregnant in the first place, et cetera. So now what we have is we have statutory law in Nevada. So when you see Jackie Rosen and you see Susie Lee and you see Catherine Cortez Masto scream about abortion rights in Nevada, there is nothing that can change the law in Nevada. Roe v. Wade is not going to change the law in Nevada. The only thing that will change the abortion law in Nevada is through a referendum of voters. So voters would have to vote on it again, like they did back in 1990, in order to remove the law from the books.